With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all. Jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it, so look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie, too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy's shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Oh, hi, everyone. We have a Q&A today.
Ta-da! Hey, gal.
These are actually good questions. Hold on. Okay, we're going to get right into Danny's question. This is good. Danny wants to know, which current show would you want to guest star on?
Ooh.
I wish I watched a lot of current TV. I'm such a creature of habit and go back and watch all my old favorites. Mm-hmm. What's on right now that's like exciting? Yellowstone? Put me on a horse.
Yeah. Put me on a horse. Write that country song, Joy.
Yellowstone would be so fun. I'm watching a lot of weird shows on the History Channel right now. And I know we've talked about this, but now the thing I can't stop thinking about when I'm many seasons into alone, watching people survive in the Labrador wilderness of North America, is I'm like, wouldn't it be neat to see if you could send alone fans out into the wilds with alone experts? You know, like, I just...
I'm you
like,
want to shadow someone?
Yeah, I'm like, I think I would,
shadow
I think
survivalist.
I'd be so good at helping to build a shelter. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long I'd want to stay, but I'd like to go.
So my old roommate produces that show. I lived with Dave George when I first moved to New York.
This is going
to
happen.
And Sophia, I can make this phone call and make this happen.
I'm really going to need to ask him so many questions.
Well, my favorite thing is that they thought it was going to be a show where all these brawny dudes won. You know, it was all who's the survivalist? The last few seasons, it's all witches. It's all women who know how to use herbs and plants, and they go out there Brilliant. And they just meditate and they're totally fine. Witches.
We love to see it.
Love this. I love that this is going to happen.
Oh my God.
Do
I'm
it.
Sweating.
Do it.
I'm so excited. Do it.
With all your free time.
I want to be on a show called, you guys don't know Big City Greens, but Mm-mm. it's a cartoon. It's on Disney. I was trying to think, I'm okay. like, what's it on? It is about a family that lives in their little country house that an entire sprawling city has shot up around. And only a true like redneck could have written this show. Because I watch this with my kids every single morning. And I'm like, oh, I feel attacked by Big City Greens. And so if anybody out there has a connection to Big City Greens, I'll get Sophia on alone if I can be a voice yes. on a cartoon. That's what I want.
What song gets you guys out on the dance floor?
Oh, Michaela, that's a good question.
I don't think I could ever sit it out if I heard I Want to Dance with Somebody. Like that, that's just the ultimate pop song. How do you not get up?
By the way, I was about to be like, which of me and Lee Norris's songs do I talk about? Is it I Want to Dance with Somebody or 369 by the Yin Yang Twins?
You two in the Yin Yang Twins. Do it.
Wait, did you guys see the video I shared the other day? He sent me. There's a meteorologist, I think in like Colorado, who people submit songs that they want him to put into the weather report. And he did it. He did the Yin Yang Twins last week. Oh. And Lee sent it to me. And we were screaming.
No way.
This guy's Instagram is amazing. I'll send it to you. It's great. We'll make sure to put it in the story for you guys listening at home, too. So you're not like, what are you talking
when
about?
When we lived in Wilmington, we would go to Level 5. And if I was just in the middle of a conversation that our DJ, Craig, could tell I didn't want to be in, he would put on Genuine Hell Yeah. And yes. I am a big Genuine fan. And that song, everyone like thinks of his other songs. Hell Yeah is the one. But he would play it sometimes like 3 times a night just to be like, Hillary, do you need an out? Okay, join me.
Do you want to get away from that person?
Yeah.
Come dance.
Yeah, yeah. Genuine.
Don't. That's the kind of friend you want to be, kids.
Oh, Craig rules.
All right. Emily asks, where do you think Haley, Brooke, and Peyton would go on a girls' trip?
The Sparkle Classic.
Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, besides the Sparkle Classic.
Remember we did the Sparkle Classic and Gossip Girl got to go to Paris? And we were like, okay, all right, enough. And I do feel like...
Wait, did they actually go?
Yes. I feel like we should go to Paris is really all I'm saying. I think the three of us deserve it.
Yep.
Yeah. Or at least like Quebec City. Yeah. Like, they really went yeah. to Paris and we went to Myrtle Beach.
That's epic. That is really just a picture of our network at the time.
Oh, they hated us so much. That's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah, cosign on Paris.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like... My life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah.
We're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit, and then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Hey, Tessa is asking, what has been your favorite age to live through so far? I mean,
right now.
Right now. And if your answer is not right now, I'm sorry. It will get better.
Well, we've also just like never been cooler or more fun than we are right now.
Yeah.
Or given less. That's like the real fun part.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You hear older women say it. You hear them say it all the time. Just like, oh, when you get older, you don't give a shit. And I was always like, okay. And to hit it and hit it hard feels so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It makes even going to the grocery, like, oh, I've been embarrassing the shit out of my kids in the grocery store. Just singing to that music that they play, dance, trying to make Gus dance with me. We ran into his crew coach
at
the
so
supermarket.
Mad.
Mortifying. We don't care.
We love it.
Yeah. No. 40s are wild. They say, though, I've been seeing a lot of women in their mid-50s post about how there's this expectation for women who are in their mid-50s to become invisible, and how they're rebelling against that by dyeing their hair like neon colors and like starting to dress real crazy and like do crazy old lady shit, you know, like really lean into the visibility of being eccentric and audacious. And so while I'm really enjoying this phase, I kind of can't wait for that.
Yes. Yeah. There's a great poem about that. I wish I knew who it was from, but when I find it, I'll send it to you.
Yeah. The hag years is what they call them. When you go full hag and you're like, I am here to swamp witch my brains out. Fright children, so terrify men. Done.
I also think it's really interesting the way that expectations or to your point, that sort of being erased by society have really changed. Like, and no shade, it was my favorite TV show ever. But like, when you look at the way that the Golden Girls had their hair done and dressed and they were all in their mid-50s. And then you see like Julia Roberts is 50-something and she's like out here rocking around in cute loafers and little mini shorts.
God, she's
and she's
amazing.
So hot. And I'm like, bring it on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like if that's what we get to age into, I'm so into it. And it seems like this sort of expectation of us having to become something other than just who we are is really changing, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Elise wants to know, this is actually wild. She said, you've talked about props before and how you made Nanny Carrie bleed from getting shot on the show when Carrie talked about, or when Tori talked about being in squibs is what the term for that is. But she asks, but I was wondering how they make you spit up blood or have blood coming from your mouth in scenes. Oh, Elise, it's a gross doozy.
Yeah, you just hold it in your mouth. You just hold it there.
Yeah, basically what they'll do, let's say, you know, you're doing a scene and somebody like a Nanny Carrie gets shot and then has dialogue. And then after, I don't know, let's say 4 lines of dialogue, blood starts coming out of her mouth. What they do is you do the dialogue up until when it happens, and then they'll call hold, and a props person will literally come over with a paper cup full of this fake blood that is so gross, and they will fill your mouth up with it. Yeah. And then they'll call reset, and then they'll keep shooting the scene, and you will have to start pushing blood out of your mouth with your tongue and then keep talking, and miraculously, you're not supposed to choke.
Remember when Joy had to barf on your show and it made me gag so bad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that oatmeal?
Yeah, it's like an oatmeal applesauce kind of a mixture.
Oatmeal applesauce, food, that cornstarch, food dye. Yeah. Oh, so gross.
I have a really bad gag reflex. I can't do that shit. I don't like water work. I don't like barf work. I don't like blood work. I just want to kiss and cry, you guys.
The blood doesn't bother me. I don't love the barfing ever since our show. I can't. The water, I don't mess around with it. I got asked to like go do a pretty big deal show that involved water this year. And I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no. Nope.
I know myself well enough. I'm not doing it. I'm not signing up for it. Love you all. I will say thank you and hope that the energy of this brings in something sans water that is equally good. I'll see you on the flip side.
Know thyself, sister. Yeah, know thyself.
No for me, dog.
Don't be miserable.
All right. How, Lane wants to know, how do you each like to spend your birthdays?
Oh.
Birthdays? I don't do those anymore.
Jeffrey does this real irritating shit where he pretends my birthday is July 2nd. And so for the whole week leading up to my birthday, for 15 years now, this man's like, can't wait to take you out on July 2nd. And I'm like, funny, real funny. And every year he really convinces me that he has never figured out what day my birthday is. And then he always does stuff on my actual birthday, but he's such a good actor that I spend my birthday irritated. That's how I spend my birthday. Annoyed.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I don't know, Hillary, maybe you feel this, like, having our birthdays that first week in July was always just a birthday ruiner as a kid because everybody's doing something for the 4th.
You thought it was a ruiner?
Well, it's like nobody was ever around on my birthday. People were always like out of town for the weekend or whatever. So I think as a kid, I was just so excited on, you know, the two times every 7 years I get a birthday on a Friday or a Saturday. And otherwise it was like, because I'm so close to the 4th, people were usually away on doing whatever they were doing, you know, going to the beach or camping with their families or whatever. And so I don't know. I'm not that attached to my actual birthday because the whole time we were doing our show, I'd usually have to travel like on my birthday to be back for filming or the day before. But I think like anytime a group of people is actually all in the same place for my birthday, I sort of feel like I've won the lottery.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. It's sweet.
I had a girlfriend, Ashley, who had been, I'm still friends with her, since like sixth grade. And she had the pool. She had a pool at her house. And so her mom would throw a collective summer birthday party for all of us. So it was like six of us kids all celebrating our birthday together in high school, just having these like ragers. And they like had a trampoline. So for me, my birthday's not worth celebrating unless I'm celebrating it with like other July babies. And we have so many July baby friends. And I think that's just like a innate thing in my DNA where I'm like, you're a Cancer, join us party.
Come together and hold my little claws.
Yeah, we need to throw a rager is what needs to happen. Joy, your birthday is right after April Fool's Day. Do you ever get like, do you get annoyed on your birthday too?
No, I just try and let it go by. I don't know. I've always been a bit uncomfortable with, usually what happens is I don't plan anything. And then the day before my birthday, I'm like, well, I guess I should do something. And then I call like six people and we go have dinner.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens. An escape room and dinner or something kind of corny. Like that.
Escape rooms are corny? Those are cool.
They're so fun. I love them. I mean, I know they're corny, but I love them. Yeah, that's about it. I don't usually tend to do big, I don't know why. Like big, like, hey, yay me. I don't know.
Well, because feels weird. Like our job is attention and nobody wants to take work home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the real misnomer about performers is that like, we love attention. The minute we leave work, we want to disappear.
Oh my God. No. Well, a lot of actors I know can't date men that adore them. Like if you've got a guy who's like a puppy that just adores you, it's like you have to go away. You've got to go.
Oh, that's funny.
Why would I want somebody who's constantly adoring me when that you show up to work and everybody just, it's like, it's hard to get anybody to be real with you and give you the real anything because as an actor, you're, you know,
a lot of yes
being men. Told whatever you want to hear most of the time.
Jeffrey, if you're listening to this, that's why I write books now. I'm like, writers love adoration. Writers are like, tell me more.
Which part resonated with you the
what
most?
What was your favorite?
That's funny.
Okay. What's the next one?
We got one more.
This feels like it's for me and you this year, Hill, since Brooke and Peyton have been living together.
Oh, yeah.
Kendall is asking, was Brooke's house a set or a real house? And wanted to know, what was the point of the stairs as both bedrooms were downstairs? What is up there?
I love this question. I asked this question many a time, Kendall. Thank you for making me feel seen. The outside of Brooke's house, where Brooke and Peyton would sit and, you know, drink wine and Victoria would come scare them, was a real house. And I think because that real house was so tall and narrow, they felt when they built the set that they had to mimic a tall, narrow house. So they put stairs to nowhere on the set. And instead of building two sets side by side with the living room, you know, on one half and then the bedrooms, quote, upstairs next to it on the set floor, they just had this staircase to nowhere that went upstairs. And one time I think they referenced that the laundry room was up there.
I could swear I came down from a scene from up there.
Well, you came from nowhere.
It was the sewing room.
The sewing room.
When Brooke sews all that 5 minutes, like she's in her sewing room.
Yeah, because even the balcony was off of your kitchen.
Yep, there was just nothing anywhere. But it is so weird. You know, it's like this idea that, you know, Brooke came home and bought a beach house because she's Brooke Davis and she's so rich from her big fashion company. And then she's in this house that, like, the two bedrooms are smushed right off the kitchen. Yeah. And then there's a staircase to nowhere. It just made me giggle so much that I was like, oh, we're supposed to be in this, like, big bougie beach house. And they just stuck us in the corner of the one soundstage we had left. And they were like, well, whatever, we'll fit her house in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make her bedroom purple. No one will pay attention to it.
I can't see anything but the purple.
Hey, you guys, thank you so much for these questions.
They're so fun.
We're going to start planning our birthday right now.
Honestly, my main takeaway from today is that we need to do a group escape room.
Yes.
I'm down.
I'm ready. Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.